Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Tom Moran here from Tom's Big Spiders. First off, I hope everybody had a fantastic Easter holiday. Obviously, I took the day off. I was thinking about doing a podcast on Saturday, but honestly, it's been a rough couple months at work. We're down a couple people. The workload's been through the roof, and I just needed a break, so we ended up taking it off. So I'm back today, which I think the good news out of it is I got the idea for this topic last week and wasn't ready yet to present it because I wanted to do some more research and some calculate some more data before we got into it. But as you've seen by the topic of this podcast, we're going to be talking about tarantula longevity and basically lifespans of tarantulas. And I think a lot of us, I know for me, when I first got into tarantula, obviously I had the queen for quite some time. And when I got the queen, I've shared the story before, we picked her up way back in the mid-90s. And the guy I got from, he told me when I answered the ad, he said that it was a smaller spider. So I thought, oh good, I'll have some time to grow this one up. When I went to go see it, she was probably already about 4.5 to 5 inches. So this was a G. porteri or G. rosea. And I was disappointed because I'm like, all right, well, she's full grown. She's going to be dead in a year or so. And I was so disappointed about it, but she was beautiful and I really wanted a tarantula. So I bought her anyway. Well, obviously you guys know how that ended up. She ended up being with us for close, I think it was 26 years, around there. And that's what introduced me to the idea that holy geez, some of these species can live seemingly forever. And that was a big eye-opener for me because I had no idea about that back in the day when I had some tarantula books. We really didn't know. I mean, tarantula hobby was obviously around. It's been around. I think people have been keeping them since, I'm sure they've had them before this, but the 70s and 80s is when it started to become a bigger deal and more of a hobby. And a lot of the species we were currently keeping were the Afanopelma, the Brachypelma, the Granostola species, the ones that we now know for a fact live a very, very long time. And I say know for a fact because back then we didn't know. You'd have people that would say, and I remember old literature that would be like, these guys are thought to live to 10 years or so. Well, what was happening was we were getting wild-caught adults. They were probably well into their life cycles and they would live maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in captivity. And we go, oh, they lived 10 years, not realizing that they could have been 30 years old when we caught them. So still trying to figure out that here's the deal. When you have a spider that could live potentially 40 years, the hobby really hasn't been long enough to really track that. So we're still not sure what, you know, these Afanopelma slings I've got, I wouldn't be surprised if they outlive me. So let's get it out of the way that when we're talking about, for the most part, Granostola, Afanopelma, and Brachypelma species, we are talking about spiders. Even the males have the potential to live a very, very long time. So for example, I have a Granostola pulchra male that I got for my birthday going on 12 years ago, and he's still with us. He's been mature for a couple years now, still kicking, still eating, still drinking, still moving around. So let's get it out of the way. Those are the gab species that we call them. They're going to live a very, very long time. However, once I got into the hobby, I had this G. porteri, and I told everybody the story before. What got me really into the hobby was talking about how sad it would be when she passed. She had been with us so long at that point that we started looking at other species, and I just assumed at first they all live that long. And then I did a little more research and realized, nope, they all have different lifespans. Some of them grow more quickly than others. And that was what kind of attracted me to keeping tarantulas, was the fact that I discovered through my research at that point that on the low end, most females could live a decade or more, with many living closer to 15 or 20 years. That sounded amazing. Like, to have a pet that long, to raise a spider and have it for that long, was amazing. However, what's happened over the years? Now, obviously, the hobby's become bigger than ever. It's all across the world. We've been keeping them. It's been going on for a few decades now. We've had spiders that we've picked up that we've kept and raised from slings to adult, and they pass in our care. So we have more information now than ever about how long they live. However, when doing research, a lot of times what you will find is when you look up care articles, there will be folks that will put the lifespans, and they'll say the females can live 10 to 12 years, the females can live 15 to 20 years, the females can live 25 to 30 years. And what happened when I first started doing care articles, I wanted to include lifespans because I do think that's something that entices people to look at a species. They know it's going to be there a long time. That's a great investment. I buy a sling for $50 and I'm going to have this sling 15 years later. That's fantastic. So I think for a lot of people, they want to know the lifespans. And I had a lot of people over the years who'd be like, how come you never put the max lifespans on your videos or on your articles or whatever you're doing? And it was because I couldn't find accurate information and I didn't want to be like everybody else and just regurgitate what somebody ended up coming up with. So what would happen was I'd look up lifespans, I'd read 10 care sheets, and every single one of them would have like the same copy and pasted. Females with good care can reach 10 to 12 years. Females with good care can reach 15 to 20 years. Males can reach 5 to 6 years. Every single one of them said the exact same thing, which can mean one of two things. One, we know that this is proven. It's obvious data. We have it. And that this is the actual lifespan. Or what I started to realize, it was more two. Somebody went, I guess they could probably live this long. And then everybody else cut and pasted and used it. And it kind of irritated me because when I'd go on arachnoboards and look for better information, you know, I wanted to hear from keepers who had kept these. I wanted to hear when did your spider mature? When did the male mature? When did the female mature? What age was it? I found that those lifespans were a lot lower overall. People would say, yeah, I know they said 10 to 15 years, mine lived to be 8, you know, along those lines. And that got me thinking, like, what is the true lifespan? Now, obviously, there's a lot that can impact that. And we'll get into that a little later on the podcast. But what I was realizing is people, and this happened to me as well. This has happened to me many, many times. I've talked about over the years, the fact that people think because I've been doing this for, you know, a decade or more, that I'm just like, oh, yep, it's good. Something died, whatever, moving on. No. Anytime I lose something, even if I suspect it's old age, it freaks me out. And early when I started finally losing my older females, I noticed that a lot of them did not reach that max lifespan that I was expecting. And what ends up happening when you think something's going to live to 15 and it dies at 10, you start questioning yourself. You start going, what did I do here? It causes stress. It causes insecurities. It causes a lack of confidence. Your confidence suffers because you're like, I raised this thing up and I did it dirty. It didn't make it to 15. What did I do wrong? And what kind of brought this out is, again, I have a lot of spiders now that are reaching that, you know, over the last couple of years, the 10, 12, 13 year mark and are starting to pass away. But I do get a lot of emails from folks who are freaking out because their spider died and they're wondering what they did to kill it. So, for example, I just heard from somebody that did not give me permission to use their name, but they had a C. kainu pubescens, a GBB. And they were very upset because they got it as a baby, grew it up, and it just passed away, and it was only 8 or 9 years old. And their email to me was, what did I do wrong? I read that these things reach at least 12 to 15 years. What did I do? I'm like, my confidence is totally shaken now. And sadly, their confidence shouldn't be shaken because that's a pretty good age for a GBB. You talk to a lot of people that raise them, you find out that they don't. Can they reach 12? Sure. Can they probably reach 15? Has something reached 15? I would not be the least bit surprised. But we have to remember that those are just, a lot of those things have been floating around the internet since the internet's been around, a lot of those life expectancies, and not many people are taking the time to correct them. So one of the things I would like to do going ahead, and one of the things we're going to talk about here when we get into some of my mature females that passed away, is I will, when I start doing videos, mention this is how long mine lived, so that folks will have a realistic idea that maybe it's not going to go quite as long as we thought it was. And there's always one thing we need to keep in mind. And I think we forget this when we have spiders. When somebody has a dog breed, and I find this interesting because I find myself doing the same thing. You pick up a dog breed, you pick up, I don't know, an American Staffordshire Terrier, and they're supposed to live to 12 to 14 years. If your dog suddenly gets cancer or, and I hate to talk about this, but it happens, or gets really bad arthritis, hip dysplasia, and only makes it to 10 years old. Not many people go, I'm never getting another dog. I don't know how to care for these things. That's not how our minds work. We recognize, all right, things have, sure, we have a lifespan. We don't say everything's, we can't nail it down that every dog's going to live this age. There's a big span. Human beings, God, wouldn't it be nice if we all reached 100? We don't. There are people that live 75 years old, and then unfortunately they pass away natural causes. There's some that die obviously much sooner. We can look at life expectancy, what it could possibly reach, but the fact is not many of us, or not many of these animals, will reach that. But for some reason with spiders, we look at that 15 years and go, oh, it didn't make 15 years, I screwed up. And I think we have to be careful with that type of logic because it can impact our care. If we keep an animal, and this is what happened with the person that had the GBB, they were like, did I do something wrong with my care? I want to get another one, but I'm feeling I have to switch things up. And it sounds to me like they did a great job of it, but that loss of confidence is what makes us start doing things incorrectly because we did, obviously, if you raise that thing up from a sling, and keep in mind, guys, slings are generally for most species. The sling stage is when they're going to be the most vulnerable, the least hardy, when you're going to have the most likelihood of them just dying for no apparent reason. Once they put on size, if you've kept an animal for 7 years as an adult, you're doing something right. Generally, they don't all of a sudden go, oh, never mind, this isn't good enough, and die. So that's always something to keep in the back of our minds. So today, what I'm going to do is we're going to talk about, I'm going to share some of the deaths I've had in mature females in the ages. And I worried a bit at first about putting this out there because I know somebody will come up and go, well, obviously you weren't doing something right, which I don't think that's the case at all. And we're going to talk about that. But I think it's important that we look at realistically in our homes, if we're raising these, what is a realistic life expectancy? Because I think this will take some of the stress out of keeping for people. Is it ever going to take away the hurt of losing an animal you've raised from a sling? Absolutely not. But will it make you feel better about the fact that, you know what, it was just their time? I would like to think so. I think we need to start recognizing that some of these numbers out there. I just did a story. I did this when I was putting this together. I was doing searches. What is the life expectancy of this species? And it was amazing how many just had the same exact thing that, you know, somebody put up there and everybody else copied. But then you go over to arachnoboards, and you ask people and you get totally different answers by the people who have raised them. And I think that's what we need to look at now. I mean, anybody can do a care guide, and I've said this a million times. You can, all the information's out there. You can grab this stuff from somebody else and just regurgitate it and put it up there. But is that really helping people, especially when it comes down to life expectancies? I don't think so. So today we're going to realistically talk about some of the life expectancies of the ones I've kept. Talk about some signs that maybe your spider, you know, the species you're keeping isn't going to live as long as people say it is. And then some of the just basic tips to make sure that you get the longest life expectancy out of your spiders, which honestly, I've been doing this. If you're listening to the stuff I'm doing, if you're keeping your spiders correctly, it shouldn't be an issue. So to kick it off, a couple reasons why life expectancies that you see posted online aren't necessarily correct or accurate. Number one, you have to recognize that, again, many of these species have just entered the hobby and people haven't kept them all that long. So what you have is somebody will get a new species and maybe they'll look over to another species in the genus and go, well, we know for a fact this one's been in the hobby for a while. They usually live 10 years. We think this one lives 10 years. And that's not always the case. So a lot of times what we're doing is we're guessing. It's an estimate. We've got this new spider in the hobby. We're guessing because Asian arboreals usually live this long. This one will probably live this long. Unfortunately, that's not always accurate. It takes time to keep these. It takes time for people to keep them in their collections, to raise them for a while, to say, all right, this is realistically what you can expect out of these. And I think, you know, one of the things I had somebody say to me once, well, we know how long they live because of how long they live in the wild. I'm going to disagree with that. I don't think we study a lot of these enough to know how long they actually live in the wild. And even say we studied and figured out what is the life expectancy of this spider in the wild, I don't think it's going to have the same life expectancy in captivity. I would honestly think that when you take into consideration the fact that prey is not going to be dropped in weekly, they got to kind of eat what they can find, that you have weather conditions that can cause them to retreat to burrows. You can have cold. A lot of these species we talk about come from areas where it gets cold and they kind of shut down for the winter, that I would think the growth rate in the wild would probably be slower than the growth rate in our own collections, where they have closer to optimal temperatures, where they're fed consistently, where they're cared for. They don't have to worry about all that stuff. So even if we knew how long they live in the wild, even if we said this thing lives 20 years old in the wild, I would venture a guess that most species would not make it that far in captivity because of the fact that we give them a better overall environment. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, we get those ones out there. We have people that guess. And then I think what happens is, and this is how we get these weird life expectancies, somebody pulls a species in. They go, I'm guessing it lives 12 to 15 years. They do a care guide. Next person does a care guide. They look over and go, how long do they live? This guy says 12 to 15 years. 12 to 15 years it is. Somebody looks at that one. It gets perpetuated till everybody's saying 12 to 15 years, even after we've kept them for several years and know that might not be true. So I think that's one of the reasons why we don't update these more often, why people don't get together and go, all right, hey, and this is one of the things I want to do with this podcast. How long did yours live for? So we can get a better estimation. So now on my care video, I can go, after talking to several keepers, we found that they live more in this range. When I do a video, I can put, this is a more accurate expectation for how long your spider is going to live. So I do think it's nice to kind of have that information to kind of give us a ballpark, but I think the downside obviously is the fact that when you hear 15 years and your spider dies at 9, you freak out because you think that your spider died prematurely, and that may not be the case. Now, before we get into some of the ones that I've raised, I do want to point out there's another thing that can impact how long your spider lives in your care. And this is something I found out. It took me years to figure this out, and sometimes raising species a couple times. When I used to buy slings online, I would go online, I'd find somebody selling a sling of the species I'd like, and they'd say, we have an inch and a quarter, an inch and a half sling. And I'd be like, this is perfect. I got a nice baby. In my mind, that was a brand new baby spider. It would just hatch and ready to be sold. It took me quite a long time and quite a few times buying spiders before I realized that a lot of times these spiders were quite old. In some cases, some of the species I figured out were probably over a year old when I picked them up, even though I thought they were brand new, because I didn't realize the slings start much smaller than that. So I'm going to use the example in this case of O. philippinus. The first time I bought O. philippinus, I bought two females. And well, at the time, they were unsexed slings. They were sold as slings. However, looking back at my videos of them, looking back at my notes, they were at least an inch and a half, already showing some orange, or 3.81 centimeters. These were well started. You almost consider them at that point to be juvenile. So these were not brand new slings. In my mind, these guys were a couple weeks old at max. It wasn't until I read O. philippinus later on, got my sack, and realized, holy geez, they start off much smaller. They were about a half an inch, some of them even a little smaller. They were tiny little slings. So these guys had already been raised from a half an inch to at least an inch and a half. And it wasn't until I raised up the ones that I produced that I realized it took those well over a year to get to that point. So then I realized the clock had already been ticking when I picked up these females. So that's something that a lot of people don't take into consideration. Depending, I three people yesterday told me they picked up slings of certain species. A couple of them were slow growing species, but one of them was a faster growing species, and they picked them up at an inch and a half. And they're like, I got an inch and a half sling. That knowing for a fact, having raised a species before, I know that that spider is probably close to a year old, if not more. So you've already knocked a year off their lifespan. I think a lot of people, when they first start raising them, don't, I know I didn't. I didn't think of that. So when I started, when they start dying and you're thinking, oh my God, I've only had them for this long, you got to tack on some time, anywhere from a year to 2 years before you even got it. So that's always something to keep in mind. Another one that I picked up years ago that I remember being so depressed because I thought that I somehow killed it. I bought a sexed P. vittata several years ago. Around that time, I think when I bought it, it was supposed to be sexed at 4 inches, but I had pictures of it when I first got it. It was closer to five, if not more. That's a young adult P. vittata. That's an older specimen. And depending how it was kept, if that was one that somebody raised up from a sling, it could have taken a year or two at least to get it up to that point, depending on, and I will say that with dealers, when they keep things, obviously, they have so many things to feed. They're not usually power feeding this stuff. So I found that the ones that dealers have take longer to grow because they're not able to get around as much as we are in our own personal collections. So already at least 4 to 5 inches, close to full grown, when she passed about 5.5 to 6 years later, I was devastated because I'm like, these things are supposed to live to 12 years old or so. But that was already a young adult female. It could have been anywhere from, it could have been a year or two old to 3 years old. I don't know. So that's always something to keep in mind, that for folks out there, if you're buying larger slings for faster growing species, there's no way of knowing how old they are already. If they have been in a dealer's collection for a while, they could be quite old by the time you get them. And that's always something to keep in mind, because that's going to obviously decrease that max lifespan, at least in terms of how long they are with you. So let's go through, while we do this, my goal is to break out some of the species I have raised from slings to adulthood and talk about what I had originally read they could live to, what they lived to in my collection, kind of compare them to what other people have said, because I was able to go on and look some of these up and see what other people on arachnoboards, and even just talking to other keepers, I was able to do some searches and hear what other people had experienced with theirs. And it's definitely a more realistic view of what you can expect as far as max lifespans. Now, before we get into this, do I expect some people are going to come forward and go, well, mine lived this long? Absolutely. Again, guys, I want to concede the fact, can they live this long? I don't doubt it. But I think we're going to look at the difference, kind of like when we talk about size. Can some tarantulas reach 12 inches? Sure, I suppose they have. Do they normally reach that size? I don't think most of them do. Same thing with these life expectancies. Can you have an animal that lives longer than others? Yes, we see it all the time with name an animal. I just had somebody tell me they had a pet rat that lived like 4 years or something, which I thought was phenomenal. Like, there are animals that live a lot longer than we would expect, but is that the norm? Most likely not. So to start this one off, we're going to kick it off with Carabina versicolor. I got my first female many years ago. She was one of the ones I paired and got babies from. Now, when I first picked her up, I remember people saying 10 to 15 years for the back. That point, it was a Vicularia versicolor. Then as time went on, it seems like we adjusted our expectations a little bit. It went to about 8 to 12 years for a female. My female was 10 plus years old when she finally passed. I want to say like 10 and a half or so. So she had a good long life. She was paired. When she died, I will say there were many signs, and we'll talk about this toward the end of it, of the fact that she was just an older female and her time was coming. That one wasn't as shocking to me because I think that's one of the few that folks we have updated our expectations on. If I had originally gone by the original, you know, 12 to 15 years, I would have thought to myself, why did she only reach 10? She should have at least reached 12. But 10 years for Carabina versicolor, considering how many people lose them before they even reach a year, was pretty good. I have heard from many folks that right around the 8 to 10 year mark is when most females reach their end of their lives. So have I heard for less than that? Yes, I talked to somebody fairly recently that lost theirs around 7 years old, but after looking at how they kept them, raised them up from a sling, it sounds like it was just its natural time to go. So Carabina versicolor, one of those ones that you can expect 8 to 10 years, I would say, would be about average. Again, feel free to chime in. And this is what I would like. I mentioned this earlier. I'll mention it again at the end of it. I'm hoping this becomes something where people can chime in with what their experiences are with these species so we can start putting together some solid data. Not the, I just copy and pasted 12 to 15 years off somebody else's website. More, this is what keepers are experiencing. Now, the next one, this one broke my heart. I absolutely love this girl, but my female, Turinocyllis murinus, or OBT, supposedly, when I first got this species, a lot of folks said 15 years. And I was devastated when mine started showing signs of slowing down. It was like, at this point, she was around 10 years old. And I was really kind of confused as to why she wasn't doing well, because she had never had any issues. She'd been a healthy spider. And she was seemed to be doing fine. After doing some more research, I found that most keepers say that 8 to 10 years for this species seems to be about average. And if you've kept OBTs, the males can mature out very, very early, and that's sometimes a telltale sign of how long the females are going to live, because the males maturing out early, for a lot of those, it means the females will reach sexual maturity a little earlier, and that means their lifespans aren't going to be quite as long. So Turinocyllis murinus, the 15 years, can it reach 15 years? I'm sure they probably can. I'm sure somebody's probably had one that reached 15 years old. But it seems to me the average for these guys, 8 to 10, seems about average, which, again, is a good life expectancy. It's just not as high as some people are expecting. I've actually heard from some folks rather recently that have lost their OBTs. One of them, it was around 9. One of them, it was around 7. The person who lost theirs around 7 was devastated because they're like, this is supposed to live to 15. I don't understand. And it was great because we had a good conversation about the fact, like, hey, I just lost mine too. It was 10. And it sounds like most people are talking 8 to 10 being about average. But you got to figure some people's live to 12, some people's live to 7. So that's something to expect for Turinocyllis murinus. Next one on my list, Chromatopelma cyaneopubescens. Back when those first, when I first picked up mine, everybody talked about 12 to 15 years as far as life expectancy. However, I have photos of mine at around 2 years old that are young adult females. So they matured rather early. They had all their colors. They were fairly decent size. Having spoken to many folks and done a lot of research on them, 7 to 10 seems to be more appropriate for these species. Now, when mine passed, both of my females passed when they're about 6 months of each other. They were both from the same sac. So I don't think this was a husbandry thing. They both showed the same signs of being an old female before they passed away. And then they unfortunately died. So both of them, one of them was just over 10. One was about 10 and a half or so. That's a really good lifespan for those. However, I've heard some people 7, 8, 9 years old. Again, that would not be out of the question. And I would not call one that you raised up that grew up rather quickly, because these guys, kind of pubescence, GBBs, Some of them grow rather quickly. I know my first ones did. The new one that I'm raising up is growing rather quickly. So when you have a species that the males become sexually mature and can be under 2 years, when the females become sexually mature in 3 to 4 years, that's, you got to think, as soon as they hit sexual maturity, that clock is ticking. So sea kind of pubescence, GBB, expect 8 to 10 is about average, it seems. If yours goes 7 years old, it could be a matter of factors. It could be just the spider reached its maturity. That's it. Again, as we talked about, different lifespans for different animals. I would not freak out if my spider reached 7 years old and passed away. That's probably a spider that you've done very, very well with. It could have grown faster as a sling. Sounds like a natural death to me. The next one we're going to talk about, Avicularia. Now, it took me a while to finally raise these up from slings, but I picked up what was originally sold as Avicularia metallica several years ago, and at that time, it was supposedly a young adult female. It was, if I remember correctly, this thing was about 5 inches or so. So this was pretty much an adult female. And at that point, I had read that Avicularia, 12 to 15 years or so is their life expectancy. I had her for about 5 years, and this is the one that blew herself apart. It was a really, really, to date, the weirdest thing I've ever experienced in the hobby. She ripped off 2 legs and ended up dying. Now, I don't think she was, let's just put it this way. That obviously had something to do with her death. However, I remember being like, man, it was such a premature death. But at that point, being the size she was probably several years old to begin with. So I'm guessing her age was around 8 or so. So, okay, let's call it out there. When they suddenly just detached their legs, not a normal way for a spider to go, but she was a lot older than I thought she was. I've had Avicularia males. I've raised up 2 mature males. They matured rather quickly, right around the, one of them was about 16 months, I think was the earliest. That one kind of shocked me. Very, very small male. The second one was closer to 2 years. So these are species that can mature early on. So I would say, after, again, kind of like the Caribbean versicolor, after reading from more keepers, 8 to 10 years, pretty average for these guys, maybe up to 12. Can one of them reach 15? Again, probably, but I would guess that 8 to 10 range is probably the sweet spot for most people that are raising them in decent conditions. Now, if you're raising them a little cooler, maybe it takes a little longer, but if my spider reached 8, then sure, it's a little on the lower end, but that's still a good life, you know, a good long life for that particular species. So for Avicularia, people can chime in. Now, one thing I don't want to overgeneralize, because I do think this is one of the places where we go wrong. I don't want to just assume because one Avicularia species lives that long that they all live that long or have the same life expectancy. I've found that even just keeping different, you know, through different genera of spiders, different species do, I think, within a genera have different life expectancies. Some grow more quickly than others. I'm learning now with the Harpactera species, some of them, like Caffrariana, those grow a lot faster than, say, a Harpactera pulchropes. There could be different life expectancies there. So we don't want to overgeneralize. We got to start looking at individual species growth rates and their maximum sizes. That all plays into it. So let's keep that in mind. So I'm not saying that every Avicularia species lives this long. I'm sure somebody will chime in with maybe Avicularia species that lives much longer. But I would say for Avicularia, that seems to be an average as far as what you can expect for life expectancy. The next one up we're going to talk about is Omophthalmus velocipes, the Singapore blues. I picked 3 of these up several, about 12 years ago. And at that point, I ended up with 2 males, 1 female. The 2 males matured out around 16 to 18 months. They were big, gangly, like 5-inch, little, look like face huggers. At that point, the female was right around the same size, 4.5 to 5 inches. So almost 5 inches before she was 2 years old. By the next molt, she picked up her colors. So around 2 years old, she had her colors. I had her for just around 10 years, just over 10 years, and she passed away recently. So this was a species that when I originally was doing research, read that the females got to be, you know, 9 inches, 10 inches, these ridiculous leg spans, and that they lived to be about 15 years old. So what I had in actuality, the female was around 7.5, 8 inches or so. She was still good size, and she lived about 10 years. Now, looking up information about them now, it seems like we've adjusted a bit where they say males can live 4 years, females can live 10 to 15 years. Again, my males, I believe, had passed away shortly after the 2-year mark, so they matured very, very quickly, which would lead me to believe that the female isn't going to live quite as old either because she was maturing rather quickly. So this is one where they still, when you look at what people are putting online as far as life expectancies, you're getting 14 years for a female, 10 to 15 years for a female. It sounds to me that after doing some research, talking to other keepers, that anywhere from 8 to 12 sounds about right for this species. Again, this was one that I have to admit that when it first passed away, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I thought for sure this thing was going to live much longer because of what I read. But the more, after she passed away and I did some research, I found 10 years, especially considering she was pushing, I think, 8 inches 4 years on. So that was a big girl right from the start. She had matured early. They generally, once they mature, that clock is ticking. So again, I would love to hear from others because trying to find, this was one of the ones that was trickier to find information on because there weren't a lot of folks chiming in on how long theirs lived for. I had one guy that his was 7 years old. Somebody else had said right around 10. Mine was just over the 10 mark. So I would say if it's reaching, you know, 9, 10 years old, you've done well for yourself. She died. Unfortunately, the worst part is with mine, we'd put her into a nice planted enclosure with a lot of deep, moist substrate. She had built a big burrow. Everything should have been great for her. She was doing well. She ate, she molted. And then little by little, she went downhill. And that's when I knew something was up. And then finally found her dead at the bottom of her burrow. Wasn't even in a death curl, just in a position where she just died where she sat. So Omothymus velocipes, I can tell you, mine grew very, very quickly with the males, you know, maturing out easily under 2 years, dying just over the 2 year mark. Female reached 10. I think that's a pretty realistic life expectancy for them. But again, feel free to chime in with your experiences on them. Next one up is Hoplopus formosus, or previously sold in the U.S. as Hoplopus species Columbia large, the pumpkin patch. Love these guys. When I picked mine up, I had heard that females could reach 10 to 12 years life expectancy, males 4 years. I will tell you the thing that immediately tipped me off that this wasn't going to be a correct life expectancy was when my males, even back in the day when my temperatures were much cooler in my tarantula room, we're talking like I think I picked these guys up in the fall and had them over the winter where temperatures were like in the high 60s. My males matured out in under 2 years and were, I believe, passed away by the 2 year mark. I had a friend of mine that was keeping them where they were much warmer. She was in, I believe, San Diego, California, around that area. She had a male mature in 10 months. So when you read that the males, I originally read males would reach 4 years, females would reach 10 years. That was obviously not correct. My guess is if you raise them, I guess, very cool and didn't feed them a lot, you could stretch out a male. Obviously, you could stretch out anything to 4 years, but I don't think that's the average. And this, I have a lot of experience with this. I'm raising up 2 females now. I would say most of the males, you got 2 years or so out of them. Females, both of mine were sexually mature right around, we'll give it 3 years. The first one passed away, I think she was right around 8. B. Arthur was just a bit over 8, 8.5, maybe closer to 9. So I would say I've heard other people right around the 7, 8 year mark. That sounds, I would say anywhere from 7 to, could they live to 10 years old? Yes, I'm assuming you could get 10 years out of them. So anywhere from about 7 to 10 years old, I would figure would be normal. But again, this is one of those species that I've had many people over the years contact me and go, Tom, I don't know what happened. I raised this from a teeny tiny sling. It died at 6.5 years old. Tom, it died at 7 years old. It died at 8 years old. I would say 7, 8, 9, around there is probably about right. 6 years old, depending on how fast it hit maturity. Again, my first females, they were plump and ready. I say 3 years, it might have been before that. They were a really good size before that. It's one of the things I mentioned about these when I first started talking about them on my website was the fact that they start off as teeny tiny slings, but they grew so quickly that it didn't matter. You had a big, beautiful adult on your hands before you knew it. So the Hoplopus formosus, could they reach 10? Sure. Is 7, 8, 9 probably around average? I would guess that would be the case for males. Don't be shocked if they're mature in under a year. I've had several folks, depending on how hot you keep them, how often you feed them, that have had theirs mature early. So not a very long-lived species compared to some of the other ones. And I think people need to be aware of that, not just so that you make sure you have the correct expectations when you're raising them and don't end up in a situation where you think you're beating yourself up for the fact that your spider died at 7 years old, even though it might have just lived out its natural life cycle. Now, we talked about this one earlier, Orphanacus philippinus. I want to retouch base on it because this was one of the ones that kind of surprised me. But then again, it goes back to that. Remember how big you got them or how big they were when you got them as slings. I had originally heard 10 to 15 years for O. Philippinus. Now, if you look on the boards and talk to people, anywhere from 8 to 10 is average for females. They don't live as long as some of the other species. My two died within a year of each other. The first one was about 6.5. The other one, which was the one I got slings out of, was about 7.5. So I was really upset because they did die. The same types of behavior. One of them had her babies, made a fake sack. I've shared this story before, I believe, on the podcast. It wouldn't let the sack go, wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink, and ended up passing away. It was heartbreaking. So this one was probably a little premature. The other one died, and I thought I had done something wrong, even though she had been kept moist. She had water. She was eating. She just slowed down, stopped eating, stopped molting, and died. But this was one that later on, after I raised them, realized that my slings were probably fairly old when I got them. So it was probably closer. The first one that died, probably closer to around the 8-year mark or so. And the second was probably closer to the 8 or 9 year mark. Because it did take me quite a while to get my slings up to the point where they had that orange, that they look like the young adults. That these did not start off as little tiny brown slings. They already had the orange when I got them. So probably about 1.5 inches to 1.75 inches when I got them, which would be juveniles. So 8 to 10, probably about right for orphanacus. So if they're dying, you know, if yours passed away around the 8 year mark, depending on how quickly you grew them out of the sling stage and how quickly they matured, I wouldn't say that was a premature death. This is backed up. Recently, I lost my orphanacus species blue Panay or Panay blue. This one was also right around the 8 to 9 years mark. I thought she was a lot younger than she was. And then I went back through videos, checked out, figured out exactly when I got her, and realized she was right around 8 or closer to 9 years old. So that's one right around the 8 or 9 year mark for the orphanacus species. I will say that they seem to grow a little more quickly than some of the other species. And that's something you look for the shorter lifespans. If they reach that sexual maturity early on, the clock's ticking, you're not going to have as long with them. The next species we'll talk about is Pisolatheria metallica. My original female just passed away. She was close to 11 years old. Might have been right around 11. Now, I originally read that P. metallicas would live anywhere from 12 to 15 years. I now see people putting more 10 to 12 years. And I've seen other people say that depending on how quickly they grow, it can be even less than that. You know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years around that mark. So I think Pisolatheria species on a whole, I think some do seem to grow more quickly than others. In that case, those might be ones that pass away more quickly. My first P. metallica was kind of slow growing. She was picky as a sling. She was the one I talked about, sometimes would eat, sometimes wouldn't. I think she was in pre-molt, and I'd offer her food again after 2 months. She'd eat ravenously. It was weird. So maybe she lives a lot longer. I'll be very curious to see how long the ones live that I had in the communal, because those grew, they ran laps in growth, in terms of growth around my first female. They all hit like around 4 inches when about a year and a half, where it took my other female several years to hit the 4-inch mark. They're all been full-grown adult girls for quite some time. The ones I have a couple males out of it, but the girls, full-grown adult girls. So I'm thinking they're not going to live quite as long because that march from slinghood to adulthood was much quicker, much faster than with my original one. So we'll have to see. But I think with Pisolatheria metallica, anywhere from 10 to 12 years is really good. I would say 8 or 9 years is not necessarily what I would call a premature death, depending on how quickly your P. metallica grew. Now, speaking of another Pisolatheria species, I just lost one of my adult female Pisolatheria rufolatas. Again, another one that I read live 12 to 15 years old. However, I will say that now that we've been keeping some of these Pisolatheria species for a while, folks will say 6 to 10 is not uncommon for them to pass away. They are faster growing species. Now, males can mature in under 2 years. Females can be just over 2 to 3 years they can mature. Mine were both around 5 inches after a year or so. Just over a year, they're around 5 inches. So that's huge growth rate early on. They were about 7 inches after 2 years. My one that just died was around 8.5 inches or so, and she was around 8.5 years old. So on the lower end of it, but this was a spider that really, I mean, she looked like a young adult at 2 years, no problem. So again, you got to keep in mind that with a spider that lives only 10 to 12 years max, that if they march on, you feed them a lot when they're younger, they march on to, you know, young adulthood in a very short span of time, you're shortening that lifespan a bit. You might not get that 10 to 12 years out of them. And unfortunately, with my Bufalata, I was pumping the food to these guys early on. They came at a time where I think I got them during the warmer months of the summer and where I started heating my room, so they had higher temperatures. So there's a very good chance that that helped kind of expedite the process as far as them reaching their, you know, maturity and then, again, dying a little bit on the lower end of the spectrum in terms of what you can expect for life expectancy. But I will say with Pisolatheria, obviously there are folks out there that have had theirs for a very long time. I've talked to many folks that theirs reached 10 years old. I know somebody that had a P. regalis that is around 12. My P. regalis female I got, she was a little bit larger when I got her as a sling. She's pushing, I think, 11 or 12 now. So again, it's a range because we're never quite sure how long they're going to live. But I think that anywhere from 8 to 12 is probably pretty reasonable. So those are some of the species that I've raised and compared to the life expectancy that I thought I was going to get out of them, was able to go back, re-examine, see what I got out of them, see what other folks have got out of them. As you can see, it's a little bit lower than what we often read online. Now, could I have extended the life expectancy of them? That's a question that I think I'm starting to lean towards. Yes. Years ago, I did a article on my website about power feeding tarantulas and how it doesn't really work because you have to jack up the temperatures because of the fact that in the grand scheme of things, you're not shaving that much time off of their lifespans if you get them from slings to juveniles more quickly. However, as I've spent more time in the hobby, grown more of these up, I'm realizing that may be only partially true. I think with some, you're not going to impact it much at all. The Cancerides seem to hit that spot where they slow down. Pamphibidius, Theraphosa, sure, you can get up, you know, to a certain point, and then they slow way down. Obviously, the Gab species, not so much. But I think with some species that maybe the females only live in that range of 8 to 12 years, yeah, you can shorten it by a bit. So what are some things we can do to, you know, that we do as hobbyists that could potentially impact their longevity? Feeding schedules when they're young. Obviously, I'm realizing now there's with mine, I do feed them my slings a little more often than I do my other ones, but I've slowed that down a bit. And I used to do this until they reached like around 3 inches or so. Now with a lot of them, I slow down once they hit about an inch and a quarter. So that way, at that point, you're a pretty well-established sling. You're almost a juvenile. I'm going to slow things down a bit so that we don't rush you on through adulthood. Because back in the day, remember, I do a lot of care videos, care articles. It behooved me to have my spiders grow more quickly so that I could have them reach that young adult stage so I could confidently say, hey, I know how to raise this from a sling to an adult. Nowadays, I'm not as impatient. I don't care as much. I can do updates when I rehouse them. They can take as long as they need. I'm not trying to rush them to maturity as quickly, which is why I'm finding that on the second go around, my Carabina versicolor, my GBBs, my H. formosus, they're all growing much more slowly, and I'm hoping I will have more time with them. So feeding, obviously, temperatures are going to have a play in it. So if you live in a place where it's warm all year round, my friends in the Philippines are constantly sharing stories of fantastic growth rates because their temperatures all year round are much higher. The humidity is much higher all year round. They obviously, you're probably going to end up with spiders that reach maturity more quickly and that end up dying more quickly than, say, somebody who's keeping them in cooler temperatures. So that, I think, is important. I do think something that can shorten the lifespan, and this is my personal belief, I see folks that keep some of the species that might want some moisture, they keep them dry or on the drier side. I do see a lot of situations where I wonder if the spider end up dying early because it's not kept properly moist. It doesn't have access to water. There's points where they had bad molts. I mean, I've had ones that had bad molts, and obviously that decreases the lifespan a bit. If they have a bad molt and they have to do a quick molt to try to repair themselves, that's going to take time off their lives. So I think making sure that your spiders remained adequately moisturized, is that even a thing, moisturized yet? But rub some lotion on your spiders. That does not sound correct, but you know what I mean. Make sure that they have access to water. Make sure that if the species, even if it's ones that we found out, like I just did a video on Pamphibidius, And I talked about the fact, I know a lot of folks that will tell me, yeah, I just keep them dry with a water dish. I think they can live like that, but I do find that mine do appreciate some moisture, so I give them that moisture. So I do think moisture, or the lack thereof, can play a big role in a spider becoming more stressed during the molting process, have molting issues. I think that's something that can definitely play into potentially shortening lifespan of your spider. So those are some things to think about. I've shared the fact that I've, over the years, really slowed down my feeding schedule because I want these guys with me for a long time. And I've recognized now that, does it have a huge impact on the life expectancy if I raise them up? For most species, that answer might be no, but for some species, the answer might be yes. You're shaving off quite a bit of time that you can have with that spider. So that's one of the reasons why I've kind of slowed down how much I feed them. Now, one thing I do want to mention that I do think plays a role in people thinking their spiders died too soon is exaggerated max sizes. We talk about, you know, a lot of these lifespans are probably a bit exaggerated. Exaggerated max sizes can play into this because I can't tell you how many times I receive emails of somebody that will tell me, hey, my P. ornata just died. It was like 8.5, 9 years old, but it was only like 8 inches, so it wasn't full grown. That's not necessarily the case. Not everything, we talked about this earlier in it, that we read that these spiders could reach 10 to 12 inches. Do they all reach that size? No, they do not. And that's something that's very important. There is a kind of a range when it comes to max leg span, when it comes to several of these species. You'll read, for example, Oviolosibes. When I first picked up mine, I had read 10 inches. They're going to reach 10 inches. And then I heard more folks say 9 inches. And then I heard most folks say 8 inches is pretty big. Mine was around 8.5 or so, I think, when she died, which if that had happened years ago, I would have went, she died prematurely. She's supposed to hit 10 inches. That's not true. She was an adult. That was her max size. That's as large as she's going to get. So that's something that I also think that people kind of get hung up on is we get these spiders and they're full grown. They've been full grown for a while, but they didn't hit that max lifespan, that leg span that we're expecting. Therefore, we think that they died prematurely. I've had folks hit me up with different species of spiders. Their way of reasoning that the spider died prematurely was that it wasn't full grown because it didn't hit, you know, X amount of inches or X amount of centimeters. And that's not really true. This is evident with my P. ornata that just passed away that was around the 8.5 inch mark around there. That's still a big spider. There's people that have adult females that never get over 8. So I think that's another thing that kind of plays into this. We look at these sometimes, maybe not exaggerated, but I think they err more in the side of longevity, if that makes sense. It means we don't say, I would like it more like, hey, they can reach 8 years, but some of them may reach 12 years. Instead, we put the 12 years. They reach 12 years, and we concentrate on that same way we talk about, yes, they could reach a 10-inch leg span, but that's not the norm. Yes, they could reach 12 years, 15 years, not the norm. I think that's what we have to start looking at more carefully and not making, I think we have a problem where we want to believe that our spider is going to make it to 15 years. So that's the thing we kind of focus on, where we should be focusing on, all right, if it reaches 8, 9 years, you're doing really well. If it reaches 10 years, excellent. 11, 12, 13, you're doing great. Kind of change our mindset a little bit. But I get it. I get it. We want to know that we spend a lot of money on these animals. We spend a lot of time raising them up. We'd like to think they are going to last a long, long time. So sometimes hearing that 8 years doesn't sound nearly as good as 12 or 15 years, and I get it. But I do think it does set us up as keepers to have these deaths where we start blaming ourselves. And like I said, I've spoken to many people over the years that raised something up. They've obviously done a good job. They got it through the fragile sling stage. They got it through young adult. It's been an adult for many years. It dies and like, what did I do wrong? And then they start tweaking their care and second guessing themselves. And that's where it can be dangerous because that's when mistakes will be made. When you decide, all right, my GBB died at only 8 years old. I must've done something wrong. I'm going to keep this one differently. Maybe it was because it was too dry. I'm going to start adding moisture. You get situations like that. You get situations like with the Vicularia species. Well, I thought my Vicularia female was going to live to 12. It died at 8. I'm thinking it was dehydrated. I'm going to start putting more moisture in and blocking off some ventilation. That's when it starts to go wrong. So that's why I wanted to have a realistic discussion, share some mine. You know, again, mine, I think, are on the lower end in some instances because of the fact I tried to grow them up so quickly as slings. That's something to think about. But I would love to hear from folks out there. What are you seeing? What are some of the max lifespans you've got? I'm sure there's going to be folks that chime in and I'm going to be jealous and upset. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be a little jealous when they tell me, yeah, I had my My Orphanacus Philippinus is 10 years old. That's great. Will I discount that? Absolutely not. But I'm also guessing we're going to have some people that are going to be on the lower end. Let's get a good idea. And I will probably open this up at some point. I will either post this podcast up on YouTube or do a separate video where I talk a bit about it, because I really do want to solicit responses from people. And a lot of times I try to do this. And again, this is the selfish side of Tom's Big Spiders for me. Yes, I put all this stuff out there. I don't want anything for it. I enjoy doing it, but I do get information back from being able to talk to keepers from all over the world, from all different walks of life, about their experiences with these. So when I'm talking, it's not just what I experience in my little collection here. It's what a lot of people have experienced. So please feel free, if you've kept any of those ones, or share your story with me. I would love to be able to do a part two of this next week. Obviously, I only covered a handful of species. What are some of the ones you've raised up? Even if they're not on this list, what were the mass, and what did you get out of them as far as lifespans? Share it with us. How long did it take them to mature? How long? Give me some information. Let's start to compile some of this data so we have more realistic outlooks on how long we can expect our spiders to last and be with us. Oh, and before we go, I did have one more thing I wanted to cover. For folks that are asking what are signs of old age in a female, here are some of the signs that I've picked up. They become very, very lethargic, like they're going to, almost like they're in pre-molt. And a lot of times this is after they recently molted. This has happened many times with my females. They molt, they eat a couple things, and next thing you know what, they're very lethargic. Their posture looks bad. They kind of look scrunched up. Not necessarily a death curl, but they just don't look as healthy and as spry as they did. Loss of appetite is a big one. They stop eating. You start dropping crickets in. It's not paying attention to it. That happened to just about every single one of mine that end up passing of old age. Long time without a molt. Some of them go, like, they've been on a schedule. They molt like every year, every couple of years. They go a long time without a molt. They start getting wear spots on their exoskeleton. So for example, I've seen pictures of the quote unquote black OBTs where they're so old and so in need of a molt that all of the hairs have been basically scraped away from their exoskeleton, leaving the shiny black exoskeleton beneath. I've seen this happen with my OBT before she died, was looking very worn. The queen had some wear spots on her knees. My P. Metallica was looking very washed out. So those are some signs you will find of a female that is probably an old age. And you'll know if she's pushing that, you know, 8-9 year, depending on the species, that mark, and you start seeing these signs, that could be what you're seeing. That just signs of the spider finally slowing down. It's kind of like the same signs as a mature male. It's just with females, it seems to be slowed down a bit. All right, so that will do it for this one. As always, you can find me on tomsbigspiders.com, Tom's Big Spiders podcast, YouTube. I just posted up one with Pamphibidia species Mascara that we needed a rehousing. I got that one up there if anybody wants to check that out. Guys, that will do it for this one. Please chime in with your information about what, you know, I want to hear it. I want to hear which ones died early, which ones died late. Give me all the information you got. I would love to do a follow-up podcast where we go through some, maybe even species that I haven't kept or some species of mine that are still living. That'll do it for this one, guys. Stay safe. We'll catch you all next time.